Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. As the world observes World Refugee Day, it's striking to note that despite hosting large refugee populations, India still lacks a domestic refugee law, leaving a significant gap in the country's humanitarian framework. First, let's understand the global context. The United Nations General Assembly designated 20th June as World Refugee Day through Resolution 5576 in the year 2000, and it was first observed on 20th June 2001, coinciding with the 50th anniversary of the 1951 Convention. This day honors the resilience of people forced to flee persecution, conflict, and violence. The institutional anchor of refugee protection is the Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, or UNHCR, established in 1950 and headquartered in Geneva. What makes this significant is that UNHCR is one of only a handful of organizations to win the Nobel Peace Prize twice, in 1954 and again in 1981. But why does this matter? The 1951 Convention relating to the status of refugees defines a refugee as a person who, owing to a well-founded fear of persecution on grounds of race, religion, nationality, membership of a particular social group or political opinion, is outside the country of nationality and unable or unwilling to return. The 1967 protocol removed the original geographic and temporal limits, making the regime universal. Crucially, the cornerstone principle of the entire framework is non-refoulement. A state must not return a refugee to a territory where life or freedom would be threatened. This principle is widely regarded as a norm of customary international law, binding even on states that have not ratified the convention. Now, let us turn to India's position. India is not a signatory to either the 1951 Convention or the 1967 Protocol. Despite this, India has historically hosted large refugee populations, reflecting a tradition of de facto asylum even without a treaty obligation. Communities hosted by India include Tibetans, present since 1959 following the flight of the Dalai Lama, Sri Lankan Tamils, who arrived in waves during the civil conflict, Rohingya from Myanmar, and Afghans, many registered with UNHCR in India. However, in the absence of a refugee statute, asylum seekers and refugees are treated under laws written for foreigners generally. These laws make no distinction between a refugee fleeing persecution and an ordinary migrant or an illegal entrant. Protection therefore depends on executive discretion, administrative practice, and case-by-case judicial intervention rather than on a codified right. It is worth pausing here to note that the Indian judiciary has partly filled this gap. In NHRC v. State of Arunachal Pradesh, concerning Chakma refugees, the Supreme Court held that the right to life and personal liberty under Article 21 extends to non-citizens, effectively reading the principle of non-refoulement into the constitutional guarantee. Building on this, Articles 14, Equality Before Law, and 21 thus apply to all persons on Indian soil, not only citizens. Even so, the Supreme Court in later orders has clarified that the right under Article 19, including the right to reside, is reserved for citizens, and that deportation of those found to be illegal foreigners remains within executive power, illustrating the tension at the heart of India's approach. But why does India resist a refugee law? India's reluctance stems from a mix of strategic and political considerations, including security concerns over open-ended commitments in a region prone to mass displacement, demographic and border anxieties, given porous frontiers with several neighbors, a preference for bilateral, case-specific handling that preserves diplomatic flexibility, and reluctance to accept the binding obligations of the 1951 Convention, including non-refoulement as a treaty duty. The cost of this approach is unpredictability. Different communities receive sharply different treatment, long-term refugees lack secure legal status, and protection hinges on shifting administrative policy. So what exactly can be done? The way forward includes enacting a dedicated domestic refugee law that defines a refugee, lays down a fair status determination procedure, and codifies non-refoulement while protecting national security through reasonable safeguards. It also involves distinguishing clearly in statute between refugees, asylum seekers, migrants, and illegal entrants, and building a transparent, time-bound determination mechanism, possibly in partnership with UNHCR, to reduce arbitrariness. Now, let us turn to the implications for your preparation. Remember this number, 20th June, the date of World Refugee Day, designated by UNG Resolution 5576. Note this carefully, the 1951 Convention and the 1967 Protocol define refugees and the principle of non-refoulement. The UNHCR, established in 1950 and headquartered in Geneva, is a key player in refugee protection. This is a favorite prelims fact. The UNHCR has won the Nobel Peace Prize twice, in 1954 and 1981. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. World Refugee Day is observed on 20th June, designated by UNG Resolution 5576 in the year 2000, and first observed on 20th June 2001. The 1951 Convention and the 1967 Protocol define refugees, with the 1967 Protocol removing time and geographic limits, and India is not a party to either. Non-refoulement is the core principle barring the return of a refugee to a place of threat, treated as customary international law. The UNHCR was established in 1950, is headquartered in Geneva, and has won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1954 and 1981. India's framework for refugees is currently governed by the Foreigners Act 1946 and the Passport Act 1967, with no dedicated refugee law. A key case, NHRC v. State of Arunachal Pradesh, read non-refoulement into Article 21. Global forced displacement peaked near 120 million in mid-2024, with about 45 million being children. Communities in India include Tibetans, since 1959, Sri Lankan Tamils, Rohingya, and Afghans. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The topic of refugee law and India's stance on it can be relevant to both prelims and mains under questions related to international relations, human rights, and constitutional provisions. For mains, GS2, the question could involve evaluating the case for a domestic refugee statute against security and sovereignty concerns and discussing the judicial reading of Article 21 in protecting refugees. For ethics, or GS4, the focus could be on the moral duty of asylum, balancing compassion with the state's responsibility to its citizens, and the ethics of differential treatment of refugee communities. In conclusion, the absence of a domestic refugee law in India leaves a significant gap in the country's humanitarian framework, affecting the lives of thousands of refugees and asylum seekers, and it is crucial for India to enact a clear and comprehensive refugee law that balances humanitarian concerns with national security and sovereignty.